Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. CoreWeave has shed nearly $70 from its May peak, yet it's sitting on a $100 billion revenue backlog. So is this a massive opportunity or a value trap dressed up in NVIDIA GPUs? Today we're stress testing CRWV with MarketSnap's valuation model. Not the hype, just the math. This is a stock that polarizes investors like almost nothing else in the AI trade right now. On one side, you have believers pointing to explosive revenue growth and a backlog that most companies can only dream of. On the other side, you have skeptics who look at the balance sheet, see the debt pile, and run for the hills. And the truth? Both sides are kind of right. So let's dig into what CoreWeave actually is, what the numbers say, and where this stock could be headed over the next 5 years. For anyone who isn't familiar, CoreWeave started its life back in 2017 as Atlantic Crypto Corporation, a name that tells you exactly what it was doing back then. In 2019, the company rebranded to CoreWeave and pivoted hard into cloud computing, and over the last couple of years, it has become one of the key players powering the generative AI boom. We're talking about a specialized cloud platform built specifically to handle the heavy, graphics processing intensive workloads that training and running large language models demand. They're headquartered in Livingston, New Jersey, and they've become one of the most important partners for companies that need serious compute power, fast. Now here's where things get interesting. The company went public not too long ago, and it has been on an absolute tear in terms of revenue. But it's also carrying a level of debt that makes a lot of investors nervous. And that tension, explosive growth versus scary leverage, is really the core debate around this stock. Let's talk about that growth, because it is genuinely staggering. In fiscal 2023, CoreWeave generated just under $230 million in revenue. In 2024, that number jumped to roughly $1.9 billion. And in 2025, they nearly tripled it again, landing at just over $5.1 billion. That's not a hockey stick. That's a vertical line. Gross profit has scaled right along with it, coming in around $3.7 billion for 2025, which works out to a gross margin of roughly 67%. For a cloud infrastructure company, that is an exceptionally strong number, and it shows they have real pricing power in this market. What's driving all of this? It's the insatiable demand for AI compute. CoreWeave has built a reputation for being faster and more flexible than the hyperscale giants, and that has landed them some massive contracts. They've got a revenue backlog that reportedly sits north of $100 billion, which gives them incredible visibility into the next several years. But, and this is a big but, that backlog is only worth something if they can actually deliver on it, and delivering requires spending an absolutely enormous amount of money on infrastructure. And that's where the earnings picture gets complicated. Let's look at the most recent quarter. CoreWeave reported a transformational Q1 of 2026 with revenue hitting $2.1 billion. That's more than the company did in all of fiscal 2023. Growth is not the problem here, but profitability is a different story. For fiscal 2025, the company posted a net loss of roughly $1.17 billion. The operating income was actually slightly negative as well, coming in at negative $46 million. Now that's a massive improvement from where they were. In 2023, their EBITDA was negative $400 million, but they're still burning through cash as they build out their data center footprint. The interest expense story is worth paying attention to. In the most recent quarter, CoreWeave's interest expense hit $640 million. That's 2.4 times what it was just a year earlier. That's a massive number, and it's a direct consequence of the debt-fueled expansion strategy. On the positive side, management says they've cut the weighted average cost of debt by almost 300 basis points, which suggests they're getting better financing terms as they scale. But the absolute dollar amount of interest they're paying is still climbing every single quarter. If you want to understand the bull versus bear case for CoreWeave, you really just need to look at two numbers on the balance sheet. First, total assets, roughly $49 billion. Second, total liabilities, roughly $46 billion. That means stockholder equity is only around $3.3 billion. The debt-to-equity ratio is over 10, which is a jaw-dropping number by any traditional measure. The current ratio sits at about 0.45, meaning their short-term liabilities significantly outweigh their short-term assets. That's the kind of balance sheet that keeps credit analysts up at night. But here's the counterargument. The company is generating real operating cash flow, about $3 billion in fiscal 2025. The problem is capital expenditures. They spent over $10 billion on property, plant, and equipment in 2025 alone, which means free cash flow came in deeply negative at negative $7.25 billion. This is a company that is deliberately choosing to reinvest every dollar it can get its hands on, and then some, into building out its infrastructure. It's a land grab strategy, and it's incredibly capital intensive. The entire bull case rests on the assumption that all this spending today will translate into massive profits tomorrow, once the AI build-out matures and the depreciation schedules start to ease. So let's break this down with a proper SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths. The revenue growth is obviously the headline. We're talking about a company that went from $200 million to over $5 billion in revenue in just 2 years. The gross margin profile is strong, the backlog is enormous, and they've established themselves as a go-to provider for AI compute. They also have a deep relationship with NVIDIA, which gives them preferential access to the most sought-after GPUs on the planet. On weaknesses, the balance sheet is the elephant in the room. The leverage is extreme, the company is not yet profitable on a net income basis, and free cash flow is deeply negative. There's also the customer concentration risk. A handful of large customers make up a significant portion of their revenue, and if any one of them pulls back, it would hurt. On opportunities, the AI compute market is still in its early innings. Demand continues to outpace supply, and CoreWeave is positioning itself to capture a meaningful share of that growth. They're also expanding into new areas like high-performance computing for engineering workloads through partnerships like the one with Rescale. If AI adoption continues to accelerate, CoreWeave is one of the purest plays on that theme. And then threats. The biggest one is competition, and not just from the other neoclouds like Nebius. The hyperscalers, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, are all building out massive AI infrastructure of their own. There's also the risk of falling AI compute prices over time, which could compress CoreWeave's margins. And then there's the circular financing concern, the worry that some of the demand in this space is being propped up by companies that are themselves financed by the very infrastructure providers they're renting from. If that house of cards starts to wobble, CoreWeave would feel it. Let's look at the price action, because it tells a pretty dramatic story. CoreWeave hit its peak back in May, and since then, it has shed roughly $70. The stock is down about 24% over the last 3 months. Over the last year, it's down about 6%, though it's still up over 100% over the last 5 years, which reflects the massive run-up from its early days. The stock recently traded at around $85, which is well off the highs. There's also been some insider selling that's caught the market's attention. The CEO disposed of over 300,000 shares worth about $27 million at a weighted average price of around $88.60. Now, insider selling is always a yellow flag, though it's worth noting that this represented about 17% of his total stake. So he still has significant skin in the game. It's not a panic exit, but it's also not a ringing endorsement. For short-term traders, the stock has pulled back to what some analysts see as a support zone. There's a school of thought that says buying under $90 offers an attractive entry point, especially with the forward estimates looking as strong as they do. But for long-term investors, the short-term chart noise matters a lot less than the fundamental question of whether this business model can generate real profits at scale. Now let's get into the valuation, because this is where things get really interesting. MarketSnap's model uses a forward PE approach for CoreWeave, and the model confidence is high. The reasoning is straightforward. Analyst estimates are available. Forward EPS is projected to turn positive, and this is a hypergrowth company where traditional metrics like price to sales are unreliable given the unprofitable history. The model also uses EV/EBITDA as a supporting engine, though the target multiples have been adjusted to reflect the elevated leverage and capital intensity of the business. So what does the model spit out? The Market Snap fair value comes in at roughly $290. Now, that's against a current price of around $100. So the model is suggesting there's a significant gap. We're talking about the stock potentially being worth somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 to 3 times its current price based on the forward earnings trajectory. The 5-year CAGR projection is roughly 25%, which would turn a $10,000 investment today into something around $29,000 in 5 years. But, and this is crucial, the model also includes a reconciliation note that flags the headline as potentially aggressive. When you strip out the supporting engine and just run the forward PE on the 2028 EPS estimates, you get a fair value closer to $90 or $95, which is basically where the stock is trading right now. So there's a real divergence between the blended model output and the more conservative single-engine view. The model confidence is high, but the fair value confidence is flagged as low, which tells you that the assumptions are doing a lot of heavy lifting here. What drives this valuation? 3 things really matter. First, the EPS growth trajectory. The model is projecting that CoreWeave turns profitable by 2028, with EPS reaching over $3. If that timeline slips, the fair value drops significantly. Second, the target multiple. The model applies a forward PE of roughly 13 to 14 times, which is actually conservative for a hypergrowth tech company. If the market decides to reward CoreWeave with a higher multiple once it becomes profitable, the upside could be even larger. And third, the share count. The model assumes about 3% annual dilution, which reflects the company's ongoing need to raise capital. If they issue more shares than expected, that eats into per share value. Here's the thing about this valuation, though. It swings wildly based on your assumptions. If you think CoreWeave hits profitability sooner and grows faster, the fair value could be much higher. If you think the debt load becomes unmanageable or AI compute prices fall faster than expected, the fair value could be well below the current price. The model output is an estimate, not a prophecy. If you disagree with our inputs, plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at MarketSnap. Come and see how the number shifts. The point is, this is a stock where the range of outcomes is extraordinarily wide. So what's my take on CoreWeave? Let me be direct with you. This is one of the most compelling growth stories in the entire market, and it's also one of the riskiest balance sheets I've seen on a company growing this fast. The revenue trajectory is genuinely extraordinary. The backlog gives them visibility that most companies would kill for, and they've positioned themselves at the absolute center of the AI compute boom. If AI adoption continues on its current trajectory, CoreWeave is going to be a massive winner. But I cannot stress this enough. The leverage is the risk. We're talking about a debt-to-equity ratio north of 10, an interest expense that's climbing every quarter, and a business that requires tens of billions in annual capital expenditures just to maintain its competitive position. This is a company that is all in on a bet that AI demand will keep growing at this pace for years. If that bet pays off, the stock could be worth several times its current price. If it doesn't, if we see an AI CapEx slowdown, or if falling compute prices squeeze margins, or if the circular financing concerns turn out to be justified, this stock could get cut in half. The Market Snap model puts fair value somewhere around $290, which would suggest massive upside from current levels. But the more conservative read, just looking at forward earnings without the supporting engines, puts fair value much closer to the current price. The truth is probably somewhere in between, and that wide range tells you everything you need to know about the uncertainty here. For a $10,000 investment today, the 5-year outlook based on the model's base case would put you somewhere around $29,000. That's a compelling return if things go right. But you need to size your position knowing that the path there is going to be incredibly volatile. What do you think about CRWV? leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.